I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Thank you for joining me once again for It's a Good Life. Today we're going to continue our study in the book of Romans. And while you're getting your Bible, let me invite you to look at our website, lrwm.org. lrwm.org. On the website, you'll be able to download a transcript of this program and other programs of It's a Good Life. You'll also be able to listen to it once again and be able to download that broadcast itself when you go to lrwm.org. You'll also be able to find Bible study helps on there that will help you to go through the Bible and study the Bible and prayerfully. And, you know, if you do not know the Lord, it will also show you how that you can know for sure you're on your way to heaven. That's lrwm.org. You can write to me today, and I'll be glad to send you free of charge a transcript of this program. Write to me, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. That's Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. I'll be glad to send to you free of charge a transcript of this program. May the Lord bless you. Now, today we continue our study in the book of Romans, and Romans chapter 9 says this, in verse 9 and 10 says, "Cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision only." Remember, we talked last time about circumcision and uncircumcision. Circumcision spoken of here, speaking of the Jewish people. The uncircumcision is speaking of the Gentile, of those people, or, you know, those people who are not Jewish. But here we see that all can have righteousness by faith. And we see how that Abraham was justified before circumcision. And Abraham's faith was counted for righteousness before he was circumcised. Let's read those verses now. It says in verse 9 and 10, "Cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. How was it then reckoned? When he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision?" Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. In other words, his righteousness came before he was circumcised. So a person can't say they do a certain thing in order to be righteous. And what the Bible is getting at here, it's all by faith. It's by trusting in someone or something. And, of course, we know that the someone to be trusted in here was Jesus Christ. Even back then, we know that he was looking for a Savior. That's Abraham, was looking for a Savior. Now, let's look at the word circumcision. Circumcision was a sign of an indication. It was a seal. In other words, it meant a done deal. It was over with. It was taken care of. This was a visible assurance of the righteousness of Abraham's faith, which faith he had even before he was circumcised. Chapter 4 and verse 11a says this, and he received the sign of circumcision. Notice it says it was a sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had yet being uncircumcised. And thus we see that Abraham became the father of all who have the same kind of faith, both circumcised and uncircumcised. In Romans chapter 11, the next part of that verse in chapter 11 and reading on in verse 12, it says that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also, and the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, or of the Jewish people only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had being yet uncircumcised. It's all of God. It's all of faith. It's all of having faith in God, of trusting God. Now, the promise to Abraham was granted through faith, and we know that as we've been studying this. In Romans chapter 4 and verse 13, it says, "For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith." The promise of God to Abraham to be the heir of the world was given because of his faith. And we've been studying that so far in this chapter. And we also see the unconditional Abrahamic covenant. There were no strings attached to that. God made certain promises to Abraham, and there was nothing that can change that. In Genesis chapter 12 and verse 7, the Bible says, "And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land. And there buildeth he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him." Genesis 13:15 says, "For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever." Genesis 13:17 says, "Arise, walk through the land in the length of it, and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee." And then we come over into the New Testament in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 8 through 10. It says, "By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God." The simple truth is that Abraham believed what God said. He believed, and the Bible says, because he believed, in other words, he had faith in God, because he believed, it was counted unto him for righteousness. And notice, the promise to Abraham was not given through the law. In other words, the Ten Commandments of doing what God said, in other words, do this and do that, it was not given through the law. Romans chapter 4, verses 14 and 15 says this, "For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect." Verse 15, "Because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression." The law was given for a purpose, and that was given to us to bring us to a knowledge of God, to a knowledge that we couldn't save ourselves. Now notice this. The promise is given in light of faith, according to grace, to assure that all who are of the same faith as Abraham might be heirs of the promise. Romans 4, 16 and 17 say this, "Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law," that's the Jewish people, "but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all." Verse 17 says, "As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were." In other words, God said, this is going to happen. And if you'll keep reading in the book of Hebrews, you'll see that all these great we would consider great men and women of God, they were promised through faith things that would happen. They all died in faith. They had not received at that point what God had promised. They did not see it at that point. But there comes a day, there will come a day, when they're going to see all of these things fulfilled. And just as God says, "You believe in my Son and you'll never perish. You will live forever." We haven't seen that yet as human beings alive on this earth, but one day Jesus Christ is coming back for us if we don't go before then, if this body is not decaying in the ground or whatever happens at death to it. If Jesus Christ would come back right now and say, "Come up hither," in the rapture of the church, all of those people who have trusted Jesus as Savior by faith will go to be with the Lord, whether in the ground or in the air, we're going to meet him. It's by faith, through grace. It's all of God. It's nothing we can do to earn salvation. Abraham's obedient faith gave glory to God for his promise and his ability to perform, to do all he said he would. Notice with me now verses 18 through 22 of Romans 4. who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. Once again, this is speaking of Abraham. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, what God had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore, it was imputed or counted to him for righteousness. He believed God. He took God at his word. God said he was going to do something, and Abraham believed him. And the Bible says that it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now, the same justification by grace through faith which Abraham had is assured in the Scriptures to all who believe in the one who raised Jesus from the dead. Romans chapter 4, verses 23 through 25 says this, "Now it was not written for his sake alone, for Abraham's sake alone, that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification." Have you trusted him today as your Lord and Savior? Do you know Jesus Christ today? If not, may I invite you to do as Abraham did. Believe God. Take God at his word. Let God speak to your heart right now and receive Jesus Christ into your heart. And what that means is, Lord Jesus, come in. Lord Jesus, I believe that you can save me today. I want to go to heaven. I want to know you as Abraham did. I want to know you, Lord. And I'm taking you at your word by faith, that you will come into my heart and you will change me. You will change this old heart of mine and make it fit for heaven. Save me, Lord. If you'll pray a prayer something like that, my prayer is not going to save you. My prayer is not going to bring you faith. If you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ today, the Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You'll be justified by and through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, by faith, receiving him as your Lord and Savior. Why not ask him to come into your heart right now? Save me, Lord. If you are saved, you need to be serving him. You need to ask him to help you to do what he has for you. He has a job for you to do today as a saved person. Why not ask him to lead you and guide you today, that you can be of service to him, and as a result, you'll be bringing honor and glory to the one who saved you, to the one who's made it possible for you to one day to see him in person, for you to be able to see God the Father in person. Well, may the Lord bless you richly is my prayer, and I'll be waiting to see you and to talk with you the next time. And the next time we'll pick up in Romans chapter 5. Until then, may the Lord bless you richly is my prayer.